Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. And again, welcome to Advent. It's a great time. It's the first day, like I said, of the new year on the Christian calendar. And Advent, like I said with the kids, it's a time of waiting, of anticipation, and most especially, a time of hope. Now, we've lit the first Advent candle on the wreath and have begun to sing our Advent songs and read those portions of Scripture that help prepare our hearts and our minds for the promise of the coming of Jesus to the manger on Christmas Day. And yet, as we wait with hope for the manger to be filled with the presence of the Holy Infant, we also live in the hope, again, like I said with the kids, of Jesus' second coming. Now, in the gospel lesson today, we are called by Christ to be alert, to stay awake, especially during the sermon, and to be ready, to be ready. We're to be aware of what is coming and to be faithful in our waiting. Every morning on her way to work in downtown Chicago, Pam would come across a heavy-set middle-aged woman. She was in a shabby coat, and she was waiting for people coming by to ask for any spare change in front of an old brick church. She greeted everyone with a smile and a pleasant good morning. Pam always gave something to the waiting woman. After almost a year of this routine, the woman disappeared. Pam wondered what had happened to her. Then one beautiful day, there she was again, waiting in front of the church, still wearing her shabby coat. As Pam reached into her purse for the usual donation, the woman stopped her. Thank you for helping me all those days, she said. You won't see me waiting here again because I've gotten a job. With that, she reached into her bag and handed Pam a small wrapped package. She had been standing at her old spot, waiting. Waiting this time, though, waiting with a different purpose. Not for a handout, but for the people she recognized so that she could give each of them a gift. Waiting. Waiting with a sure and certain hope in the return of Jesus Christ. That is our waiting with a purpose. Now, the Advent wreath reminds us of how to do that, of how to wait with a purpose. Like the woman who'd received the help, our waiting too has purpose and has intention to it. The Advent wreath can direct us to the hope that fills our time of waiting. Now, even as we light today's candle, we look forward now to what? To next week when we light the next candle. And then the following week, we know what's going to happen again. Another is lit until the fourth week. That we know, and that's when we know, that we've come to the manger that's lit before Christmas. So, now, today, we begin again waiting for Christmas. Now, because we've seen this first candle lit, we now anticipate the promise that it draws us toward. We're alert, and we're waiting as Jesus commanded us to be. He said in the gospel lesson today, he said, "And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." He didn't say that in some quiet voice. We know by this candle being lit today that we're seeing the first firm sign that Christmas is coming. So also with Christ's second coming, the signs also for that have begun. You can go back to the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD to see that many of the signs of Jesus' second coming have come to pass. Heavens, look around us even today. with all the global catastrophes and tragedies of this past year. These things, these catastrophes and tragedies, they all point out to us how all of creation groans under the weight of sin and is longing for that sure and certain day when Christ, coming again, will free even creation from the burden of the guilt of our sin. But it is not the signs, it's not the signs that we put our hope in, just as it's not the Advent candles themselves we hope in. It's what's coming. It's Christmas that we anticipate. It's our Lord's return. That is what we hope in. We wait, like the woman with a new job, we wait with a purpose. Every Advent we celebrate brings us closer to our hope in Christ's second coming being fulfilled, just as every candle on the Advent wreath brings us ever closer to Christmas, so it also brings us closer to Christ's return. Think about that for a moment in light of what Christ said in the gospel lesson. Read it with me. It is like a man going on a journey. Each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Jesus said that each servant has a charge, a vocation, a duty to be faithful in while the master is away. The master will return. He will return, and when he does, each servant is to have been diligent in their vocation, in their calling. Jesus pointed out especially the doorman and his call to be watchful. Think again, that reminds us again of the woman waiting at the entrance to the church. We're to be faithful also because we have the sure and certain hope of our master, the master of this house. We're sure of his return. Our hope and waiting with a purpose has a quality of longing to it also. That's because we know that Christ, who came as promised on the first Christmas, will come again as he has promised. As his faithful, watchful, and hopeful servants waiting for his second coming, we can hear and appreciate the longing that is expressed in today's Old Testament lesson. Isaiah says, "No eye has seen any God besides you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him." Isaiah speaks of the hope with which Israel waited and watched for the Lord's coming down from God's throne in heaven. Now, Luther has said of this section of Isaiah that when God's help comes, it comes in such a way that no one would have expected it, says Luther. So true, isn't it? When Jesus came that first Christmas, the hope of Israel was fulfilled. But they didn't recognize it as such. Even as he came, and he came to die on the cross and rise again, this too was, as Luther said, help in such a way no one would have expected it. Jesus came in such a meek and mild fashion, even though they'd been told of this, it was still missed. Now, take note that the people of that day didn't miss it because they lacked hope. They lacked faithfulness to God's word of promise. They weren't awake to how the fulfillment would truly come because, again, as Luther said, it came in a way no one, and that includes you and I, the help came in such a way that no one would expect. So today, Jesus reminds us to be watchful, of what we hope in. That is, we're to have trust and hope in the Word of God alone, that tells us all we need in order to wait with the purpose of seeing the return of Christ. We long for the presence of the Lord. As Paul says in the epistle lesson today in verse 7, as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. Now, both the Old Testament and the epistle lessons are connected through the gospel lesson today by the idea of being watchful, of being hopeful, and in anticipation of God's coming again through Jesus Christ revealing himself again. Now, like I talked about earlier, we're in Advent. We're in the waiting time. But as we said, it's waiting with a purpose. We're to wait for what we know. We know for a certainty what is to come. And when the Lord does come back, we know that he'll come in glory and majesty and power of a like not seen even in Old Testament times, like Isaiah talks about. We know that the second coming of Christ will not be in the meek or mild manner of his first coming. That's why our being watchful is so important. This time, Jesus comes in power. And as Isaiah talked about, even the mountains will quake at his presence. As we watchfully wait, we also prepare others. We prepare others for his return. We know with certain hope that Jesus is going to return. And we are called in our vocation to tell others of that hope. What is it we do here? We are hearing, sharing, and living the gospel. We want them also to be waiting and longing with that same purpose. We've been given, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, we have been entrusted with the gospel. And we are, each of us, to take the message out and help others prepare for the day of Jesus' return. Now, in verse 33 of the gospel lesson, Jesus tells us, we don't know the time of return. And what's more, we don't need to know. We need only to remain watchful, like he said. Watchful. There are two things that we need not fret over while we are in our time of waiting. First is our salvation, our restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. That is an accomplished, finished, total reality. Forgiveness of all our sins and everlasting life is ours through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross and through his resurrection. Amen. And second, we need not fret over the when of his second coming. Only the Father in heaven knows that. We are simply to be faithful in our waiting with a purpose. Now, I want to close with another story. Another story of waiting with a purpose. There was a woman who used to stop by for coffee at her dad's house every morning on her way to work. Her dad would make biscuits because he didn't want her going to work on an empty stomach. One day, she overslept. Didn't have enough time to stop at dad's place. So she called him to tell him that she couldn't make it, but promised him that she would be there the next day. Of course, dad was disappointed. As she drove to work, she rounded the corner near his house and saw a figure standing out in the cold and the rain. It was dad. He was waiting for her, sack in hand, because he wanted to make sure that she had her biscuits. God also wants us to have our biscuits. He knows best what we need and when we need it. He has done everything needed for us. Remember that God waited. We oftentimes don't think about that. God waited until the right time. Till the right time that he sent Jesus to earth. And Jesus has come. He has come to the manger and to the cross. He came and made all things right for us with our Father in heaven. So, now we wait for the return of our Lord, like that dad did with his daughter. We share the food of the gospel with others so they can learn of God's love for them as well. We are to be alert to those around us who need to be certain, as we are, that Christ's salvation is for them. We're called by Jesus to be faithful and watchful, to be alert and awake. Now this week, the Advent wreath reminds us of the events that are sure to come leading up to Christmas. Those events give us a certain hope that not only will we see this season's fulfillment, but also the great and final fulfillment in Christ's return that each Advent season brings us closer to. We possess hope. We possess hope in His promised return as we wait. As we wait with His purpose in our lives. In the name of Him who has come and who is coming again, we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in Your sight. O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen.